Good morning, and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Sunday, May 12th. On today's show, we'll be discussing the impact of Bitcoin on the Salvadoran economy. Additionally, we'll take a look at how Costa Rica's economy grew by 3.7% in March, but has since slowed down. Plus, stay tuned for more economic news. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with some positive economic news out of Mexico. The country's economy grew by 2.6% in March compared to the same month last year, according to data from the central bank. Here with more details is our economics correspondent. So what were the main drivers behind this economic growth in March?
The central bank attributes much of the growth to increased activity in sectors like commerce, hotels, restaurants, and professional services. This helped offset a significant 10.1% drop in publicly funded construction projects. Special economic regimes also saw a 9.4% increase, though this was a slower pace of growth compared to the 21.4% seen in March of last year.
And what about the manufacturing sector? How did that fare in March?
Manufacturing grew by 4.1% in March, which represents a deceleration of 2.3 percentage points compared to March 2022. The central bank notes in its monthly Index of Economic Activity report that this slowdown in special regimes and manufacturing was expected, given the extraordinary production increases seen since the third quarter of last year.
For those unfamiliar, can you explain what the monthly Index of Economic Activity is and why it's important?
The monthly Index of Economic Activity, or IMAE, is a key report released by the central bank each month. It provides a timely indicator of short-term changes in the production volume of goods and services across the Mexican economy. This makes it a closely watched report for getting a pulse on the country's economic health and trajectory.
Do these latest figures from March change the overall economic outlook for Mexico going forward?
March's 2.6% growth is certainly a positive sign, especially with the strong performance in key service sectors. However, the deceleration in manufacturing and special regimes suggests some of the growth momentum may be tapering off from the rapid post-pandemic recovery. The significant drop in public construction is also a concern that could weigh on growth if it persists. Overall, though, the latest data points to Mexico's economy continuing to expand, albeit at a more moderate and normalized pace compared to the outsized gains of 2022.
Thanks for the economic insights. We'll definitely keep monitoring upcoming reports to track Mexico's growth trends. And with that, we wrap up today's stories. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We'll see you back here tomorrow.